leading the news this morning. The Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi has been named Egypt's first democratically elected leader. Thousands of people are celebrating the result in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Now, Mr. Morsi has addressed the nation, promising to be a president for all Egyptians. The debate over asylum seekers is likely to dominate when federal parliament resumes today. Opposition leader Tony Abbott is refusing to back down on his hard-line stance on offshore processing. That's despite calls from the government and even some of his backbenchers for a compromise. A Queensland man accused of drowning his baby son will face court today charged with murder. Police say the 38-year-old man jumped into the Logan River south of Brisbane with the boy. The six-month-old's body was recovered 1.5 kilometres downstream from a pedestrian bridge. A Sydney man will find out today whether he'll be acquitted of murdering his parents in 1993. Geoffrey Gillam was jailed for stabbing his parents to death and setting their house on fire. He was released in December after an appeals court quashed his murder convictions. Gillam admitted to stabbing his brother to death, accusing him of his parents' murder. And the Greens are proposing a new law to force wealthy media moguls to pass a public interest test. The private members bill will be introduced today and is in response to billionaire Gina Rinehart's increasing stake in the Fairfax media empire.